Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We like to think of Intelligent Medicine as one of the best-kept secrets about natural medicine and high-tech medicine. We put those together for you each weekend here on your local radio station, or you can listen via podcast. Many of you are doing so. You go to drhoffman.com and click on the podcast, and you can hear a rebroadcast of the show on Mondays, or you can listen live during the hours of noon to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. So thanks for joining us. And I can't think of a thing I'd rather do than be here right behind this very microphone sharing vital health information with you. It's certainly a privilege, and I hope that it has an impact on your health and the health of your family members and friends, and that you spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. We need an army of people doing that because, well, our current medical system is straining under financial burdens and under the burdens of inefficiency and toxicity, so we need some new answers. Intelligent medicine hopefully brings some solutions that are practical and implementable. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. We're going to take your phone calls in just a moment. We got lots to talk about this hour. In just a little while, we're going to talk about green coffee bean extract and how it crashed and burned as a weight loss substance. But wait, there may be some benefits to coffee and even those highly touted supplements that turn out to be virtually worthless in terms of making you lose weight. 888-302-3684. That's our number. And this study is, have you ever been called a fathead? Well, you know, it's considered kind of an insult, but if you are called a fathead, just consider it a compliment, because it turns out that your brain is largely made out of fats, even cholesterol. In fact, the brain is the organ of the body that is richest in cholesterol, and it actually requires fat to properly function. So it's not surprising that this headline came our way this week: high-fat diet postponing brain aging. We tend to think of fat as bad for the brain, you know, that sticky, artery-clogging junk. But in terms of the benefits of a high-fat diet, this is checked out at the University of Copenhagen, and in cooperation with the National Institute of Health here in the United States, the researchers looked at an animal model of a brain disorder that causes premature brain aging. In humans, when this disorder occurs, children die at an age of 10 to 12 years because they have a defect in their DNA repair. But when mice with this advanced brain aging syndrome are put on a high-fat diet, it actually will postpone the aging process. There's a delay of impaired hearing and the weight loss that occurs with impaired functioning. Fat put a stop to premature aging. And the reason for that, well, you can find this argument well written out and described in the book Grain Brain by my good colleague, Dr. David Perlmutter. He's been a frequent guest on our podcast. You can check those out at drhoffman.com. We've had a lot of discussions, and you can get the book and learn about his argument. His belief is that fats may be a better fuel for the brain than sugars. And, okay, complex carbohydrates, they ultimately break down into sugars. And when you consume fat, the fat breaks down into what are called ketones. Ketones are the brain's fuel reserve, and they actually play an important role during periods of low blood sugar. Say, if you're fasting or in between meals or overnight, your body utilizes ketones. And this is because the body breaks down fat if it needs sugar. And the breakdown product of fat are ketones. So researchers actually see a positive effect when mice are given medium-chain fatty acids, a good example of which is coconut oil, which has actually been shown to slow the progression of dementia, Alzheimer's disease. The brain cells under those circumstances need extra fuel. Fat can provide it. The researchers say, we therefore hope that a diet with a high content of coconut oil or similar fats will have a beneficial effect because brain cells are given extra fuel and thus the strength to repair the damage. Pretty cool stuff. Published in the scientific journal Cell Metabolism. And we put these references up. If you wait a week or so, it takes a while for us to compile these references, but if you go to drhoffman.com and click on the listen button, we compile a full list of links to the actual studies that prompt these features. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Christine in New Jersey. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Welcome.
Thank you. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. I had a question. How do you listen to Intelligent Medicine on weekends? Do you listen
on
the radio?
I realize it's not on this hour, so I'm listening now on the telephone. So that's good. I have to put the app, I guess, on my iPhone, and then I can listen to it live.
Exactly. That's what you can do. Just use the link, and you can listen to the first hour. Get really 2 hours of Intelligent Medicine every weekend. All right, go ahead.
Well, I've been really looking forward to speaking to you. I have a question. My mom's 89 years old.
Uh-huh.
I want her to have a cardiac stress test.
Yeah.
She has a lot of difficulty walking with her knees and all of that.
Yeah.
So they're recommending to use LexiScan. But I was doing some research online, and I found that that can actually induce heart attacks.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What is the specific reason for her to do a stress test? So I'll give you an example. My mom, when she was older, she had a dropped bladder, and they wanted to do an operation on her. And so in order to clear her for the operation, they said, well, you need a stress test. And she also had bad rheumatoid arthritis. She couldn't walk, and they gave her what is called a static stress test. In other words, they gave her a chemical that stimulates the heart to move faster because she couldn't run or walk on a treadmill. And this was a test designed to determine if she was a good candidate for surgery or if she had the potential to die on the operating table. There's no point in fixing her bladder if the operation is going to kill you. And it turned out that she had an abnormal stress test. So they said, look, maybe it's not such a good idea to do the bladder surgery. You just use a pessary to hold your bladder up. Let's be conservative. Let's not do something aggressive. And I agreed. I thought, better do no harm than to do an aggressive surgery and maybe risk the risk of dying on the operating table. Is that a similar situation for your mom at 89, that they want to do a stress test because they're considering operating on her knees?
Well, I think that they want to do it just as a routine, because I guess it's been maybe 5 or 10 years.
Well, then I don't see any reason to do that at all. I mean, in an 89-year-old, to do a, quote, routine stress test. Well, so let's look at what the test could reveal. Let's say the test does reveal that she has some kind of blockage. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go in there and you're going to do bypass surgery? That might be dangerous or threaten her life. Or potentially you could use a stent. But she's not particularly bothered by chest pain or shortness of breath.
No.
So why do it as, so-called routine stress tests, that's an oxymoron. It should not be routine. It should be done for a specific reason. And I'm not against stress tests. I think they're important. But to do it just because it hasn't been done in a while, that doesn't make any sense at all. And I don't know the circumstances of this, and I'm not going to say maybe I'm missing something here. Often, I don't get the full story in these quick phone calls. But to do a routine stress test and maybe expose her to risk, I don't see a strong rationale for that. The only reason would be is say they were going to do a knee replacement on her.
That's an option, possibly.
Okay, so there, before doing a knee replacement, that's a big operation. You might say, well, let's check and see if her heart can handle it, and because we don't want to in the effort to improve her walking, we don't want to kill her. With an aggressive surgery if she's at high risk. So there I can see the rationale for a stress test. But otherwise, for routine purposes, I really don't see that's necessary.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Doctor.
You got through. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. If you have questions, this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. We'll take some of your phone calls momentarily, but stupidity is going viral. And I don't mean metaphorically. I mean literally. I mean, we have plenty of examples of that in our popular culture, and maybe you even know some of these people yourself. Or perhaps you might think that you're afflicted by this epidemic of stupidity. It's the real deal. And it is interesting because just as the Ebola virus scare is diminishing, you notice how few references to Ebola this week? It was all over the press for weeks and weeks and weeks. And all of a sudden, no more Ebola. Just people dying in Africa as usual. Situation normal. Move along. Crickets. No big deal. Well, they appointed an Ebola czar. Have you seen this guy? He's nowhere to be seen because he's got nothing to do. There's nothing to be a czar about. So maybe they should take this guy, Ron Klain, and turn him into the stupidity virus czar, because this is a big deal. It's for real. A virus that infects human brains and makes us more stupid has been discovered, according to scientists in the U.S., It is an algae virus. It normally affects algae. They've never found it in humans until researchers at the Johns Hopkins Medical School and the University of Nebraska stumbled upon the discovery when they were just doing routine throat swabs. The researchers found DNA in the throats of healthy individuals that matched the DNA of a virus known to infect algae. So, hopefully this virus isn't going to reduce us to the mental status of an algae. But it's interesting because they did intelligent tests on individuals who tested positive for the algae virus. By the way, very prevalent. Out of 90 participants in the study, 40 tested positive for the algae virus. Those who tested positive, check this out, they performed worse on tests designed to measure the speed and accuracy of visual processing, and they achieve lower scores in tests designed to measure attention. So, literally, these viruses may be associated with declines in intelligence and IQ and task performance. It's a lot more than we need to discover about that. And so I would suggest that Ron Klain be reassigned to the stupidity virus epidemic. He needs something to do. All right, 888-302-3684 And let's take a call from Joanne, who's calling us from Omaha, Nebraska. How you doing?
Hi, good. I'm glad to talk to you. I've got a question about my husband. In the wintertime, he gets a sore on the bottom of his foot about the size of maybe of a silver dollar, and then it scabs over, and then in the summer it goes away. And this is probably the third winter it's starting again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And have no idea what that might be.
Okay. Well, so let's think. I mean, first of all, it's a little hard sometimes to diagnose skin disorders based on a radio conversation. It's so visual. You know, we'd have to see what it looks like, maybe culture it, do an exam, you know, even blood tests sometimes. Have you been to a dermatologist to get a hint as to what this might
be?
No,
he hasn't. It doesn't seem to slow him down, but he always mentions it, and he always says, I can't figure this out.
Okay, so two things happen in the winter. Number one, it's darker, and there's not as much sunlight, and your vitamin D levels go down. And so many skin conditions get worse in the winter, and one of the treatments for many skin conditions is ultraviolet light. You know, getting light treatments, like, for example, psoriasis and many other skin conditions, they use UVB lights to treat the skin, and then the condition improves or goes away. So suggestion is get his vitamin D levels checked. If they're low, supplement aggressively with vitamin D. You might need 2,000 or 5,000, even more, of vitamin D, and see if that helps. That's a possibility. The other thing that happens is in the winter, as you know, it's drier. And when it's dry, the skin becomes dry, cracked, and sometimes vulnerable to infection, ulceration, inflammation. And therefore, essential fatty acids can be helpful for winter skin problems. And I find that this is the case because I get away with maybe two capsules of fish oil during the summer. In the winter, sometimes I notice my skin is dry, flaky, particularly, I look at my shins. That's a telltale area. And if my shins are, getting dry, flaky, scaly, I take more fish oil. Problem goes away. So consider fish oil. It's like an internal lubricant. A lot of people smear a lot of stuff on top of the skin to make the skin more moist and supple. The other thing I do, and this is as close to a panacea as I know for skin problems, is Manuka oil cream or Manuka cream. It's from a plant in New Zealand, and it has both anti-inflammatory and anti-infective properties. It suppresses fungal infections. It suppresses yeast, and it's a very, very helpful healing ointment for all manner of skin problems. I use it actually as part of my shaving ritual in the morning. What I do is first I put a little coconut oil on my skin before as a pre-shave, and then I apply the foam, and then I shave. And then when you shave, you create little micro abrasions and tears and sometimes actual cuts. And then for healing purposes, I apply a little Manuka cream. It's actually,
how do you spell that, Dr. Manuka?
M-A-N-U-K-A. It happens to be actually our featured product at drhoffman.com. If you go to, it's on the homepage. And people just love it. It's great. It's great for diaper rash. It's great for eczema and various types of skin problems. So give it a shot. Maybe it'll work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. When we come back, we're going to talk about vitamin D and brain disorders. This is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. Fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make, and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. We got more phone calls to take, but before we do that, vitamin D is a recurrent theme here on Intelligent Medicine. I've been talking about it for at least 10, 15 years, and the message finally getting across to mainstream doctors, in particular neurologists. They study the nerves and the brain, and there was a new study presented at the most recent annual meeting of the American Association of Neuromuscular and Electrodiagnostic Medicine. And it adds more credence to the growing awareness of the high prevalence of vitamin D deficiency in neurological diseases. We're talking about conditions like multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, and Parkinson's disease. The study was entitled Surprising Prevalence of Significant Vitamin D Deficiency in Neuromuscular Disease Clinic in Central Pennsylvania. And to me, it's a big duh. It's not particularly surprising. They find it surprising. I don't. But nonetheless, this study should create more awareness about the need for screening for vitamin D deficiency and supplementing vitamin D in patients with neurologic conditions. All right, let's take some calls. Let's talk to Jill, who's up there in Middletown, New York. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Does Prilosec reduce the inflammation of the digestive tract when you have reflux? ENT doctor says it does, but I recently read in the New York Times where it actually increases the risk of esophageal cancer.
You know, you're very astute, because Prilosec does one thing. It simply stops the production of stomach acid. And that, in turn, may reduce inflammation, but also it may lead to problems lower in the gastrointestinal tract, where you may have what's called dysbiosis, which is an overgrowth of harmful bacteria. So you may fix a problem in your stomach or in your esophagus, maybe reducing the symptoms of heartburn, or maybe not, because often it doesn't work. And then you develop problems lower in your gastrointestinal tract, and that may actually ultimately increase inflammation. And, oh, by the way, you know, they've tried to do studies that demonstrate that Prilosec, or that ilk of medications, the so-called proton pump inhibitors, the PPIs, that they dramatically reduce the incidence of cancer. And they've been hard-pressed to come up with that. What actually seems to happen is, although you reduce the production of stomach acid, you still have production of bile, and bile refluxes up into your esophagus, and that can be responsible for esophageal cancer. I read a similar article in the Wall Street Journal. It came out a couple of years ago. I'd be interested in reading the Times article, I guess. Both papers are recognizing that these drugs are not the answer to cancer prevention. And that's interesting, because this is actually part of the pitch, because if you have stomach distress and you go to your gastro doctor, your gastro doctor will say, well, look, you need to take this medication possibly for the rest of your life, because A, you'll feel better, which is, yeah, that's an incentive. Okay, fine. But in addition, to really seal the deal, they'll say, you got to take this medication because it's going to save your life. Esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, these are terrible, terrible cancers. You're going to actually protect yourself from cancer. You don't want to get cancer, so take these medications. Well, that's a strong sales pitch, but it turns out it's not really often borne out by the facts. People who take these medications ultimately do get cancer, and we're seeing an increase rather than a decrease in the incidence of esophageal cancer. So what's up with that? Yeah. We're actually using these medications with a very heavy hand. Tens of millions of Americans take these drugs, and we're not seeing a major reduction. I mean, if they really worked, we would see a dramatic reduction in the incidence of these cancers, and we're not.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And also, now I heard what you said about good fat and, you know, how important it is for your brain, but they told me to avoid fat because of this condition. Now,
yeah, they're missing the boat. Look, I don't know the particulars of your condition. You have reflux or GERD. Often GERD responds to a diet that is lower in carbohydrates, because carbohydrates ferment in the gastrointestinal tract. They cause bacterial or yeast overgrowth, and that creates bubbles, and the bubbles reflux upwards and push your abdominal contents up into the esophagus and create a backsplash. And so while fat is, you know, sometimes hard to digest, and fat does float upwards, I mean, I wouldn't recommend you have a lot of fried, you know, Kentucky fried chicken, because that kind of fat is not beneficial. But I wouldn't have you eliminate fat or stop eating animal protein, because it's got some fat.
Mostly take like olive oil and coconut oil.
And that's great. Oh, that's the good stuff. You don't want to stop taking that stuff. That's not a problem.
Oh good. Thank you.
By the way, you want to know the name of a good product for GERD, and our patients really love it. You know, sometimes when companies come up with products that are like, you know, combinations of various ingredients, they sounds plausible on paper, and yeah, but doesn't really work in real life. And I've field tested this product on innumerable patients, and it really works great. It's called Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E. That's available from our website at drhoffman.com. It's made by a company called Metagenics, and they market to not usually health food stores, but usually via doctors. And we have the rights to sell it to non-patients via drhoffman.com. Endefen is a powder, and it's got plantain in it and licorice and cinnamon and very soothing agents that help to coat the esophagus and stomach. And it can be, you take a couple of servings of that a day, and it's very healing. Along with DGL lozenges, that can be very helpful for GERD and reflux. We've helped a lot of people with diet change, of course, is important, but also these natural supplements really help. So give it a shot.
Do you think Manuka honey would help at all with the inflammation?
What, taking it orally?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I don't think that. No, we don't generally recommend that people eat the stuff, although it's non-toxic. You know, it's a funny story because, you know, a lot of stuff that you keep in your medicine cabinet, you know, you really don't want a kid to get into, because they'll eat the stuff. You know, they'll say, oh, if it tastes good, you know, it looks good, it's colorful, and they'll put it in their mouths and they'll eat it. One of our patients told us that their kid got into a little jar of Manuka honey that they were using it for the kid. The kid had diaper rash or, I mean, some kind of skin problem. And the kid got into it, as kids do, and ate virtually the whole jar. And they thought, gee, you know, maybe we should call poison control and, you know, call the office. And I said, yeah, it should be all right. Let's watch the kid. No problem. It was actually perfectly harmless. But I wouldn't use it for treating internal skin inflammation. There's so many other good things like aloe vera, DGL from licorice. These are great natural anti-inflammatories for the gastrointestinal tract. Give it a shot.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
Thanks for your call. All right. Recently, Dr. Oz got in trouble for touting miracle weight loss products. He's always looking for around the corner for the latest fat buster, belly blaster, probably under pressure to maintain his ratings, because that stuff, people just eat that stuff up on daytime popular network TV. And recently, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, slapped a company that makes green coffee bean extract with some huge fine, because they made outlandish claims that you could eat whatever you want, not exercise, and the pounds would melt away because of the thermogenic, fat-burning, fat-dissolving effects of the green coffee bean extract. And it turns out that stuff doesn't really make you lose weight. The claims are truly exaggerated. And I refer back to a story from 2013. A major ingredient in those green coffee bean dietary supplements, often touted as miracle weight loss products, doesn't prevent weight gain in obese lab mice fed a high-fat diet. That's the conclusion of a study published in the American Chemical Society Journal. Okay, so it doesn't make the pounds melt away. It doesn't even prevent weight gain. But there really is something to it, because coffee has been shown to be a healthy substance. Now, I don't drink coffee, but I guzzle decaf. And I want to make a water-processed decaf, because I don't like the harsh chemical process by which they decaffeinate regular coffee. So it's more expensive, but I love the stuff. And, in fact, I've got a cup of it sitting right in front of me as I do this broadcast. But the caffeine jangles my nerves. I don't want the caffeine. I just want the beneficial polyphenols, including chlorogenic acid, which is present to a high degree in coffee and even decaf. So here's the deal. It is beneficial. Headline. This is from this month. Chemical in coffee may help prevent not obesity, but obesity-related disease. You know, there folks who are overweight who are doing okay. Just obesity per se is not the problem. It's the obesity-related problems like fatty liver and insulin resistance that create the toll of overweight in this country and throughout the world. Chlorogenic acid in this paper in Pharmaceutical Research significantly reduced insulin resistance and the accumulation of fat in the livers of mice who were fed a high-fat diet. Now, you can get chlorogenic acid from coffee. You can get it from green coffee bean extract. But it's not going to make you lose weight, but it may have benefits. It may be, you know, something that reduces the risk of insulin resistance. Like, you know, there are many things that are help us reduce insulin resistance. We like a product that is made with berberine. The product is called CM Core, and we use it for our patients with insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. But the research also shows that you can get chlorogenic acid not just from coffee, but also in other fruits and vegetables like apples, pears, tomatoes, and blueberries, which are things that you should eat because not all good nutrition comes from a pill bottle. There are some redeeming benefits of green coffee bean extract. It just won't make the pounds melt off miraculously. 888-302-3684 as we take your phone calls. We have more to talk about this hour on the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, how do I prepare for this broadcast? Well, I already mentioned that I brew a big pot of decaffeinated Swiss water processed coffee, decaffeinated. And I also bite off a few chunks of dark chocolate. And, you know, it gives me energy. I like it. And I've often talked here about the benefits of dark chocolate. So here's yet another one, and it kind of supports what I've been doing. Headline, flavonoid-rich dark chocolate positively impacts stress response. So yet another reason, you know, there's so many benefits. Coffee enhances circulation. It's good for the, chocolate, also coffee, but in this case, chocolate, extra dark chocolate that is rich in cocoa flavanols improves circulation, protects the brain, even has anti-diabetes effects. That is, unless you use a type of chocolate that is rich in sugar. I go for greater than 80% or 80 proof chocolate. This study was a small study. Well, it actually involved 65 individuals. Half of them either got dark chocolate or placebo. It was 72% cacao, and it was rich in flavanols. So what they did was they gave these people either the flavanol-rich chocolate or a placebo, which was chocolate-flavored but didn't have the active ingredients. And 2 hours after the chocolate, it's kind of like what I do. I have breakfast, and 2 hours later, here I am broadcasting. Both groups underwent an acute stressful situation. What is the acute stressful situation? What's the most stressful thing you can think of? Well, for a lot of people, it's public speaking, which is something that I engage in on a routine basis. I'll tell you that 30 years ago, when I began public speaking, I was mortified when I was talking to an audience of more than 8 people. I was actually trembling with anticipation. I had to have pages and pages of notes in front of me so I wouldn't stumble. Now everything is virtually extempore. But you get used to it. But anyway, so the stressor in this experiment was public speaking and mental arithmetic. That's another big stressor. It's like, okay, solve these arithmetic problems. So those are the stresses. And what they found was interesting. The dark chocolate group had significantly blunted cortisol and epinephrine reactivity to the psychosocial stress. In other words, they made less cortisol, which is an adrenal stress hormone, and less epinephrine, which is adrenaline-like, in relationship to the stressor. So dark chocolate actually protects against the effects of stress. It's been demonstrated now. And, you know, to review, cocoa polyphenols improve endothelial function. That's the lining of the arteries. They reduce platelet aggregation. They make the blood platelets less sticky. They help to balance blood sugar. They improve insulin sensitivity. And they help control blood lipids. But this is the first study that shows that they improve the stress response. And do they actually get to the brain? Yes, studies show that the cocoa flavanols cross the blood-brain barrier. So somebody gave me a Gigundo bar of dark chocolate. It's called a Big Daddy bar. It's a kilo of dark chocolate. And that was around the time of my birthday over a month ago. I'm working my way through the kilo, and I'm well into it. But I think it's helping me reduce my stress levels. All right. This one's interesting. Soda intake is bad for you. We know that. But it's not been demonstrated that soda shrinks your telomeres. Telomeres are the caps at the ends of your chromosomes that literally determine the rate at which your life will unravel. They're kind of like the tips of your shoelaces, and if those little tips break off, your shoelaces unravel. Well, telomeres prevent your chromosomes from unraveling, and at which point organ decline and death will occur. And what they found is that individuals who consumed a lot of soda had shortened telomeres. So that's not good. Stress, too, will shorten your telomeres. Stressful life events clearly have an impact on your longevity, and that may be mediated through telomere length, through major life stressors. But here's the good news. You can attenuate the effects of stress on your telomeres, according to a new study, by healthy lifestyle practices. And they are consuming a healthy diet, engaging in physical activity, and obtaining quality sleep. So the stress may be there, and that could threaten your telomeres, but with these elements in place, a healthy diet, regular physical activity, and quality sleep, you will be protected from stress's adverse effects. So that is good news. Stress is everywhere, but we can create a bulwark against the negative effects of stress. This one's interesting. Do statins increase the risk for thyroid cancer. Yes, according to a new study, particularly in women. The regular use of statins, particularly among women, was associated with an increased risk of thyroid cancer. This, according to Taiwanese researchers, the risk was approximately 40% greater for women taking statin drugs to develop thyroid cancer. The average age of these women was 56, and so it's unclear precisely why, but whatever mechanism the statins invoke to lower cholesterol may have, it may have an adverse effect on the thyroid. So, another reason to be cautious about statin use. So, all right. So, anyway, this also comes to us from a new study. Osteoporosis International reports that higher vitamin E levels are associated with lower hip fracture risk. In an article published in July in the journal Osteoporosis International, they looked at older men and women, and they found an association between higher vitamin E levels and lower hip fracture risk. Now, we don't consider vitamin E to be one of the nutrients that's essential for protection of the hip against fracture. And by the way, we had a great podcast this week talking to Dr. Lanny Simpson, who has written a book called Dr. Lanny's No-Nonsense Bone Health Guide. You can find it in our podcast lineup. And it was a great podcast about bone density testing, using those DEXA analysis tests to determine if you're at risk for osteoporosis. And she contends the tests are often inaccurate, they're misused, and there's lots of wobble from test to test, and we can't completely rely on bone density testing. She's an expert in that field. You should have listened to that podcast because she has some very thoughtful reflections on osteoporosis and strategies for averting bone loss. Lots more on that subject coming up on in future episodes of Intelligent Medicine. But check out that podcast at drhoffman.com. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, lots more coming up next hour. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.